WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1599. Monday's show will be 1600.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. And of course, today it's 1599, but it's also Friday.
It's finally Friday.
Yippee-dippee-doo.
I've got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the work and
booze and let the good times roll.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday, and here's some reminders. City Teacher Work Day is March 13th, and County Parent Teacher Conferences are March 17th. No school on that County Parent Teacher Conference Day. Spring Break is March 31st through April 4th. So you got any big plans for spring break?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you always schedule three ball games during spring break, three or four, five, always. Baseball games or softball games, yeah. You always do that. Like it, I don't have a life, and you know I can't go anywhere. But I've got three, four ball games to do. Yeah,
trying to keep you busy.
That's what you do. Yeah, and then you have to sit there and wait whether it's going to rain that day or not. And then you sit there and make a decision. It takes 24 hours for you to make a decision about should we do this game or not. And then you talk to the coaches. Go, oh yeah, we're going to play. And then you come and you call me and go, oh yeah, we're going to play. Like 10 minutes before the game starts. That's the way it usually works.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds about right.
I'm going to refuse to come. How's that?
Well, that's your prime time to shine.
I want a 24-hour notice for ball games.
You know that's impossible.
24-hour notice. Or this guy doesn't come. No. Do the game yourself. I'm hateful, aren't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little hateful. Actually, spring break's really a good time because I usually don't have anything planned. So try to get in as many games as we can during spring break. Hard to get those games in when it rains.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to be one of those springs.
No.
Yeah.
You think it is, really?
I think so.
What's the almanac saying?
Well, usually in those La Nina years, it's usually a pretty wet and stormy spring. So.
You remember when the lightning hit? Was it last year we were at Rockville and big flash of lightning hit and we were on the air and we got off and
said, in record time.
Yeah, and you had gone somewhere to talk to somebody and I was doing the game and I go, well, lightning just hit, so this is it. So
see you later.
And you came back and go, hey, did you? Yeah, I'm off the air.
Yeah.
So I was only working in your best interest.
I don't remember why I went over to ask. I went over to ask a question, I guess.
Yeah, what were they going to do if – were they going to play the game? Were they going to have a rain delay? And
or was it just going to be it for the game?
Yeah, it was going to be it. And they said it was going to be it because it was a non-district game.
Yeah.
So – and
it was it, all right.
Unbeknownst to you, I had already gone off the air and said adios amigos. So anyway, but
– we knew that it was coming for sure.
Yeah. So that's – man, that's just right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
we're in the heat of the heart of basketball right now.
Well, basketball season is everything's a week later this year.
Yeah.
Just because of the calendar. So I think the week of Girl State may be the opening week of, it's usually Boy State, but I think Girl State maybe is the week that they'll open up. I'm not 100%
sure.
Well,
I'm not really sure that I want to, you know, cross over into baseball and softball when I'm still doing basketball. I'll have to check with my agent. See if that's, okay. You know, see if that's something I need to do.
You do that. I'll need 24 hours notice.
For what?
Whatever your agent says.
Oh, I can give you notice right now. I can tell you right now whether I'm going to do that. Oh, goodness. Wow. And it's still cold out there, but we've got reprieve. It's going to be a little warmer today, right?
A little bit. Yep. With a little above freezing, so that'll be nice.
About 38, I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe, hopefully.
Usually when they say it's going to be like 32, it's usually 36. Have you ever noticed that? Especially when the sun comes out. It gets a little warmer in the afternoon than they actually predicted.
Mm.
You know, you'll say, oh, it's 42, and it was only going to be 37.
If you can get within a 5-degree range, you're doing pretty good on predicting.
I think they've done a pretty good job.
I think
as of late,
pretty much nailed the snow.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah, just and they said 1 to 2 for us, and that's about what we got.
Yeah,
some areas 3 to 4 up in Kentucky. They got 4, maybe 5. So,
well, Kentucky's had it rough here lately.
Yeah, they have
floods and snow.
Yeah, boy, it's been wacky, hasn't it?
It's really weird. Yeah,
2 weeks ago it was 70 degrees. All right, we're going to take a look at the weather at 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 35 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 17. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 40s. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 20. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 9 above.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Connor McDavid was clutch for Canada.
Set play. McDavid scores! Connor McDavid scores the goal. Team Canada wins 4 Nations Gold.
You just heard it all on NHL Network Sirius XM. Canada beats USA 3-2 in overtime at the Four Nations Faceoff Championship. McDavid with the game winner. Jordan Bennington, Canada's goalie, had 33 saves in the win. In the NBA, LeBron James dropped 40 points as the Lakers took down the Trailblazers 110-102. De'Aaron Fox had 26 points and 9 rebounds as the Spurs beat the Suns 120-109. Nikola Jokic just shy of a triple-double, 29 points, 17 rebounds and 9 assists. As the Nuggets beat the Hornets 129-115, Denver has now won 9 in a row, and the Bucks defeated the Clippers at home 116-110.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 21 minutes after the hour. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the MyMTE app. I will say this about MTE. I think they do a really good job. We hardly ever have power outages.
Right.
Have you noticed that? And yeah. other counties do, and, you know, other states. But we, knock on wood, I mean, we seem to – I know I'm trying to figure it out. I'll ask you, why do you think that is?
I think the biggest thing is their aggressive tree trimming practices.
I got you. Yeah.
To keep
trees from falling on power lines.
Yeah. They keep them trimmed back very well, I think.
And better safe than sorry, well, I mean, you might add.
It's those limbs that fall. I'm not sure why, and maybe it's a thing that will happen in the future, but I would think that would be stuff you could run underground too.
Yeah. You know, when they started running cable underground,
yeah,
they had a lot less trouble mm-hmm. with their power, their outages too. So, but it's a credit to them that we do that. I mean, they're very good with what they do. And I'm not just saying that because we're powered by them, but we are. But
our whole lives are powered by them.
It's not just WGNS.
No.
It's everybody. That's Rutherford right. Weather is powered by.
Absolutely.
Your stuff at home.
My microwave.
Your microwave.
Air fryer.
Have you seen those new packages they're having where it's called Factor? Where they send the meals to you and you have one meal?
I have seen those.
They said they're pretty healthy. Probably is like all those dishes, their sodium, the sodium level, you know, is mm-hmm. really, really high. But other than that, they're pretty healthy. You and I should probably live on that, really, those kind of things.
I don't want to have to cook a prepared meal, though.
They just don't ever seem to taste as good. They say these taste real good, but...
Really?
I tried your other ones, you know, a couple of those. They were good. That Dalton said you shouldn't be eating so much of, you know, the chef...
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Chef Ramsay, uh-huh. yeah.
There's one that it's not his product line, but there's another that is a chicken and dumplings.
Mm.
It's really good.
And then what's the guy, Diners and Dives? He's got a brand out too.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our song of the day. It's the last one for the week.
Hey,
it's Russell the Chicken. Comma, chameleon.
Yep, Boy George. He's got more songs. You want to hear some more next week?
No, Leanne Bates is today's good neighbor of the day for being the sweetest person you'll ever meet, always greeting you with a smile and positive thoughts. Leanne Bates will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. We've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew at 6:24.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. The TVA is asking for your help one more time on this record-setting bitter cold day. The Tennessee Valley Authority, along with local electric providers, are asking Tennesseans to conserve energy where possible. This means avoiding the use of major appliances and setting your home heat below 70 degrees. The TVA is making the appeal to both residential and business customers. The highest time frame of power demand ends by midday. Daytime temperatures will improve over the weekend. Mount Juliet police nab a super speeder wanted on outstanding warrants. An officer was checking on road conditions Thursday morning when a car passed at about 100 miles an hour. The officer attempted to pull the Nissan sedan over, but the driver reportedly sped up to nearly 120 miles per hour, according to Mount Juliet police. When the driver finally pulled over, the officer discovered the 22-year-old from Lebanon was driving on a suspended license, a fake temporary registration tag, and had an active warrant for failing to appear on a drug charge in Wilson County. More news in 30 seconds.
Chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A. absent.
Julio M. absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like food, transportation, and healthcare.
Olivia H. absent.
Preston L. absent.
But site coordinators from communities and schools connect kids to the resources they need so they show up prepared and ready to learn.
Jacob O.
present.
Visit communitiesandschools.org. Being present matters.
Portions of Bell Road are closed as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Nashville District is actively managing water releases at the Percy Priest Lake Dam. Officials say icing conditions along the road near the dam are unsafe for travel. The Corps says the reservoir operations remain critical for maintaining dam safety and regulating the river stages throughout the region. The Corps anticipates that the 42-mile-long reservoir should reach its winter target levels by next weekend. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, yeah, that's right. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. Good morning out there.
Hi.
And although it's going to get up a little warmer today, please drive carefully, as always. And we're trying to get you... We're trying to get you here through the weekend, and got a big weekend ahead. I would think there's going to be some basketball involved and some other stuff. So, big weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think this is a boring time of year in terms of sports? It's just basketball, basically.
Right. After football.
Yeah. A little lull.
There is.
So I hate the NBA, so I don't.
I don't watch it either.
No.
I can't stand it.
I don't know what stations they're on. They're on like five, and there's an NBA network, and I just don't get into it much.
The only professional sport that I will watch some, and that's NFL football. But comes to hockey, not a race car watcher.
No.
I guess
sit there and watch. Now, if you go to a hockey game live, that's different.
Right.
Because you can see the puck real well. But TV, I don't get into it.
I guess your professional sport's probably baseball.
Right.
And I do watch a little bit in the summertime. But I guess March Madness is the next big thing that's coming up.
Yeah. And that's not as good as I think as it used to be. Because they got all these players going to different teams. There's no dynasty anymore. And
right.
So it's kind of lost some of its luster, too, I think.
The SEC tournament is going to be wild with all these extra teams in and stuff.
Yeah.
If you finish in the top four, you get a double bye and all this stuff. It's crazy.
I really think they need to do away with the SEC tournament and the ACC tournament and all that. I think they need, because I think it's hurting their chances during March Madness, because they're having to play like three extra games or two extra games to get there. And then they got to play in the tournament, and it starts right, you know.
It's the next week.
Yeah. So I don't know. But it's money.
Oh, that's the big thing. They'll
makes
never...
money. It's all about money, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The only place that I know it's not about money is WGNS. Because
really?
They don't spend any.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't mean that bad.
Yeah.
You took that the wrong way, didn't you?
No. Well, I'm just thinking it's probably true.
It's time for Today in History. Let's do it.
Turn to Turner Security.
1878, the world's first telephone directory issued 50 subscribers.
Wow.
They don't even have a phone book anymore. What was the year they finally just didn't send one? I can't remember. It's been a few years back now.
You know, I used to get one.
A small one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last three that I got are now embedded into my driveway because I never picked them up, and they turned into mush.
It's really so sad, some of those things that are gone. And now, even if you see an old TV show, when they're using a rotary phone, I'm like going, wow, that dates it, man, big time. But, you know, they were here up to till what, you know, 2000 maybe, I guess.
Yeah. This little snippet says the demise of the phone book began in 2010.
Okay. Well, I know we were getting them for a while, which is very small numbers, but nobody has a home phone anymore.
No, and it used to be a business directory, too.
I mean,
kind of transitioned
yellow
to that.
Yellow pages.
Yeah, yeah. Just yellow pages only for a bit.
In 1931, Alka-Seltzer is introduced.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a release it is. Plop, plop.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Wasn't that a little kid-shaped guy that looked like, but his head was an Alka-Seltzer?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wore a little hat. Is that right?
I think
okay.
So.
In 1947, the first instant developing camera demonstrated by Edwin Land at the Optical Society of America in New York City. That was a Land camera. Remember those? The Land camera?
I don't, but I remember you talking about it last year.
Instantly, you know, came
kind of like a Polaroid.
Yeah, yeah. 1965, civil rights activist Malcolm X is shot dead by Nation of Islam followers at Audubon Ballroom in New York City. In 1972, Richard Nixon becomes the first U.S. president to visit China, normalizing relations between the countries in a meeting with Chinese leader Mao Zedong in Beijing. In 1975, I feel like I'm reading the news now. In 1975, Watergate figures John Mitchell, H.R. Haldeman, and John D. Ehrlichman sentenced to 2.5 to 8 years for conspiracy and obstruction of justice. Well, you know, even with all the stuff that went on with President Trump last year, 2 years ago, 3 years, whatever, that was big time news there in 1975.
Oh, yeah. And one of those in that became nationally renowned radio talk show host, Gordon Liddy.
That's right. 1990, the Batman theme by Danny Elfman wins Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Composition at the 32nd Annual Grammy Awards. Now, that was the one with Michael Keaton.
Right.
1989 Batman.
It was a great theme.
Yeah, it was. In fact, he's the best Batman, but Dalton's not here. I can say that all day. He's not the best Batman. Michael Keaton was. Just saying.
Val Kilmer was pretty good, too.
Yeah, he was. All right, coming up, we've got more here on the Wake Up Crew, and Rewind is on the way. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. February 21st, 1975. The release of the David Bowie single, Young American.
Was a young American.
One of his backup singers was a young Luther Vandross. February 21st, 1988.
Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ.
The Robin Williams movie.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Was at the top of the box office for the fifth weekend in a row.
600, what's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
And this date in 2001.
Well, I've kicked around a lot since high school.
Steely Dan won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards for Two Against Nature. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 35 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 17. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the lower 40s. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 20. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 9 above.
Good morning. Trying to put the final touches on this wreck with injuries from earlier on Briley Parkway eastbound, right near Ellington Parkway. It's trying to crank up a little bit more volume, 65 up through Williamson County from Franklin into Brentwood. We're watching it build through the Mount Juliet area a little bit more so on 40 going westbound, headed on over into Hermitage. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. You can check them all out this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Hey, did you get a new computer or a smartphone for Christmas? Well, if you did and you're still having some challenges with it, head over to one of the Rutherford County Public Library locations. They will help you learn how to operate that smartphone. And over at the library's Technology and Engagement Center, the Tech Center, they're even offering free computer classes. For more information, check with your Rutherford County Public Library system. Well, this coming weekend is your final opportunity to see The Play That Went Wrong. It's over at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. This coming weekend, last chance. As we begin our celebration of our nation's 250th anniversary, the Colonel Hardy Murphy chapter invites you to the Marker Rededication Ceremony for Revolutionary War Patriot Captain William Beatty. And this will be at the Beatty Farm, right there at 5331 Baker Road. 2 o'clock this coming Saturday at the Beatty Farm. There will be a reception at the conclusion of the ceremony. 2 o'clock Saturday at the Beatty Farm. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses, near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39, that's right. And you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand. And even you can watch them on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you. Dalton's on, he's off today, and he'll be back on Monday. It is Friday, February 21st, and I do want to remind you again that the City Teacher Workday is March 13th, and the County Parent Teacher Conferences are March 17th. There'll be no school on that day, and then spring break around the corner, March 31st. Time for our dad joke of the day for a Friday. Let's try to end the week on a good note, Brian.
We'll try. How do you talk to a giant?
I don't know. How?
Use big words.
Well, that made me feel stupid, really.
Really? Did it?
Yeah, I mean, it was so simple. Simple, but yet effective. I'll give you a thumbs up for it.
Okay.
But I didn't even have to think. It was just kind of there. Well, I saw two good jokes the other day that I wish I could remember because I like to send them to you.
Yeah.
And I cannot remember them. I've got to learn how to cut and paste on this phone.
Wow.
You know?
Maybe one day.
It's kind of aggravating. 641 here on The Wake Up Crew. It's Friday.
CBS News brief. Hamas is asking Israel to return the body of a Gazan woman after Israel said DNA tests showed remains returned yesterday were not those of Shiri Bibas, the mother of two young boys whose bodies came home. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
This is a very complicated situation. What is clear is that the anger, the emotions in Israel over this have risen to a new height, and one has to wonder what the effect will be on the ceasefire deal.
Elon Musk held up a potentially lethal weapon as he celebrated a federal court victory on mass firings at a conservative gathering near Washington.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy.
Luigi Mangione, 26-year-old accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, scheduled to appear at court in New York today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It is in New York where he faces the most severe charges, murder in the first degree and domestic terrorism, which makes it a federal crime.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Drivers traveling along I-24 and I-840 in Rutherford County should be extra cautious as recent Arctic temperatures, snow, and ice have significantly impacted road conditions, leading to rapid pothole formation. The Tennessee Department of Transportation and Rutherford County Highway Department are actively repairing potholes using temporary cold mix asphalt, but a permanent fix will have to wait until temperatures rise. The materials needed for long-term repairs require warmer weather to properly bond with existing pavement. Winter road repairs pose unique risks to both drivers and road crews due to icy conditions and low temperatures. Additionally, ice melting compounds, though necessary for safety, can accelerate road deterioration over time. Authorities remind drivers to slow down, stay alert, and move over for emergency crews, leaving a clear lane when approaching work zones or vehicles with flashing blue lights. Middle Tennessee Christian School is undergoing a major shift in its athletic department as two head coaches, Hannah Jones and Greg Eubanks, announced their resignations within the same week. Coach Hannah Jones, who led the MTCS varsity girls basketball team for four seasons, stepped down on February 18th. Under her leadership, the Lady Cougars reached two state championship finals and consistently performed at district and regional levels. Athletic Director Jason Piercy praised her dedication and contributions, wishing her the best of luck in her next endeavor. And Coach Greg Eubanks, head of the MTCS boys basketball and cross country teams, announced his resignation on February 14th after three seasons. Eubanks expressed gratitude for his time in the school, stating, "I've grown as a coach as well as a man, and I'm thankful for the relationships that I've developed with the students and my fellow faculty members." That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter. They get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. There's not, but we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together, and we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need from WGNS, focusing on our local homeless problems.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Crew at 6:48, and we've got weather coming up. Our last look at the weather for the 6 o'clock hour, coming up at 6:55 this morning. And, you know, the weather has been crazy, but not only here, but it's been crazy everywhere. Uh-huh. Up north, they've had a massive snowstorm. We've had all the rain in California after all the fires. Mm-hmm. Then they had to worry about flooding.
And then all of the, what was left of all the ashes and the debris and stuff, there were debris flows because it rained so much and just all that stuff washed away. And boy, Kentucky really got slammed. Some places in Tennessee too. It was Reeves, R-I-V-E-S, Reeves, Tennessee in Obion County. They had a dam that failed and it flooded the whole town.
Wow. I've never been to Obion County.
No, I haven't either.
Is that north?
It's west, northwest.
Northwest, okay. Yeah.
West Tennessee.
So, just weird stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that? Is it El Nino or whatever you call it?
That's the La Nina situation. I mean, it usually is stormier. The past two winters have been pretty rough. Last winter was not the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, two snows is pretty good for us, honestly.
Accumulative snow, right. For sure. Yeah. So we kind of saw this last one coming, but then the cold weather after it is what's really knocked people down. But it's going to be 70 Monday, isn't it?
Or 60 at least Monday.
Isn't that not crazy?
You know, part of the reason why the snow that we had this week didn't stick, you might remember the last snow that we had, it was cold several days before, and then it got really, really cold after. So, I mean, because we were warm. Because we had rain and flooding rains and storms and then the cold. So
let's recap the last week. Saturday night, we had thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Tornado warnings. Yeah. Tornado watch. Then what? Monday was an okay day.
It was really cold on Sunday. Uh-huh. Monday was okay.
Tuesday, we could tell it was probably 43, maybe 42 for a high.
Yeah.
And then, boom, another snow thing and another cold front comes through. Now going to be 63 on Monday.
It'll drive you crazy.
Yes.
And I think that's why not only people have not taken vaccines as much for the flu this year as in past, but also the weather changes have been so abrupt.
So this, I read somewhere that this flu season was the worst in 15 years in terms of the flu.
They say that the strain is not any worse, but it's just the combination of them not going, people not going to get a vaccine, and the weather changing, you know, has really upset a lot of folks.
Well, and, you know, I never would have dreamed that I had the flu. And thankfully, I think my flu shot probably helped to keep it from being really, really bad. It was bad enough. But, I mean, I even got it with the flu shot. So, I mean, then that happens.
Right, right. And it's just like the COVID vaccine. When you were taking COVID vaccine, they made a mistake of saying like it was almost like a miracle drug. Miracle vaccine. Yeah. It really wasn't, but it did keep you from having the worst symptoms. Mm-hmm. So if you'd had that beforehand, before all those, it would have maybe saved some lives. You know?
I think everybody was just so ready to have that miracle drug, uh-huh. You know, get it over with. And then it started people not trusting it anymore,
yeah. You know. So measles are got a little outbreak of measles now coming back too.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's in Texas, I think, is where that started. All right, let's do some birthdays. A little happier note. Let's, you know, talk about something besides the weather.
Mm.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Ooh, you're going to be a little busy this morning.
I know.
You've been kind of taking, you know, a little break lately.
A little leisurely stroll through it.
1925, Sam Peckinpah, American film director. He directed The Wild Bunch, Straw Dogs. 1934, Rue McClanahan, an Oklahoma actress, was in Maude and Golden Girls. Thank you for
being afraid. I didn't realize she was in Maude.
Yeah, she played a cousin or something.
Gotcha.
That's how they got together on Golden Girls.
Okay.
In 1940, John Lewis, American politician and prominent civil rights leader, died in 2020. In 1946, Alan Rickman, English actor, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Die Hard, Harry Potter. A great actor, really good. 1955, Kelsey Grammer, American actor, comedian, director, and activist.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused.
In 1964, Scott Kelly, American astronaut, born in Orange, New Jersey. And 1979, Jennifer Love Hewitt, American actress. She played in Sarah in Party of Five. I do want to remind you that John Lewis, civil rights leader and politician, it is Black History Month, and so it's good to kind of honor that today. All right, some birthdays locally around this tomorrow. We've got Jim Stewart with a birthday, Jeff Letzler, Randy Harris, Dave Coggin, and Joy Monteleone. And today, Clint McCullough,
that's Melissa's son.
Yeah, Melissa knows him pretty mm-hmm. well. Jacob Milwaukee, Nancy Buckley, Pierce Shoemaker, and Sally Snitker.
Those are the names we have so far. If you want to add to our birthday list, time to call or text in. 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, today is Card Reading Day, National Caregivers Day, and it's National Sticky Bun Day.
Hmm. Ooh, sticky bun. Did you have that honey bun thing over at Rockville the other night?
I did not.
I had a little smiss. I had to put it down.
It was good.
Too good.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 35 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 17. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 40s. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 20. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 9 above.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. Trying to put the final touches on this wreck with injuries from earlier on Briley Parkway eastbound right near Ellington Parkway. It's trying to crank up a little bit more volume, 65 up through Williamson County from Franklin into Brentwood. watched it build through the Mount Juliet area a little bit more so on 40 going westbound, headed on over into Hermitage. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. You can check them all out this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at holyhillchapeltn.org.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Rock is apparently cooking up something with Martin Scorsese.
This is it. Day you've been waiting for.
Dwayne Johnson is set to star in an untitled Scorsese-directed movie as a Hawaiian mob boss. It'll also star Leonardo DiCaprio. It's being pitched to studios and streamers.
It's about fresh starts, second acts.
Now on digital and in theaters, Millers in Marriage, directed by Ed Burns. It looks at Gen X couples at midlife, shaky marriages, and yes, the A word, aging.
The things that worried me when I was in my 30s don't worry me anymore.
One of the stars there, Juliana Margulies, telling me becoming vintage isn't all that bad.
You don't really sweat the small stuff. There's a freedom to it.
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58. Happy Friday, everybody. And another hour of the Wake Up Crew, then we're out of here. Well, I am.
Yeah, you got to stay.
Yeah. Too bad. Leanne Bates is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being the sweetest person you'll ever meet, always greeting you with a smile and positive thoughts. Leanne Bates is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Leanne, and if you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, we do it each weekday morning so we could use your help. 615-893-1450. If you'll text the word neighbor to our number there, you'll get a reply. Just tap on the link you get from us. It's safe. Fill out the information. Click submit. Same web form at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. And that same phone number I just gave you, that's the number to call or text in birthdays. You got about a half an hour to get them in here now.
Firefighters are going door to door to make sure everyone is counted in the Murfreesboro Census. Fill out your mailer or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. Counting 20,000 new residents could mean $3.5 million for the city's roads, parks, and services.
We're going to wrap up the Wake Up Crew for this first hour and head on to hour number two. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
One body released by Hamas.
This should not necessarily jeopardize the ceasefire.
Federal workers in crisis.
I'm unemployed, have a ton of debt, and losing my health insurance.
A new climate warning.
The world's glaciers melting ever faster.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. In a gut-wrenching case of mistaken identity, Hamas now says a body thought to be a member of an Israeli family was mixed up with other remains. CBS's Deborah Patta is in East Jerusalem.
The Bibas family has become an indelible symbol of the long campaign to free hundreds of Israeli hostages. Then, a gut-wrenching twist. Israel positively identified 4-year-old Ariel Bibas and his 9-month-old brother Kafir, but forensic tests revealed a third body was not their mother, Shiri. The announcement has reignited fears that this could jeopardize the fragile Gaza ceasefire. We will ensure that Hamas pays the full price for this cruel and evil violation of the agreement, said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And even as the nation was still grieving, more bad news. A series of explosions on three buses in central Israel. There were no injuries, but police say the bombs were all identical and equipped with timers.
It's too early to truly gauge how the Trump administration's federal worker firings have affected the government and its operations. It's much easier to say how they've disrupted real people and their lives. CBS's Weijia Jiang has one example.
I'm really not sure what I'm going to do.
Katie Sandlin is still living out of boxes after uprooting her life in Carbon Hill, Alabama last month to work at the National Institutes of Health outside Washington, D.C.
Wiped out my savings account. I maxed out my credit card. I had to take out a loan.
But she called her job an opportunity of a lifetime.
People like me, where I'm from, rural Alabama, like these kind of jobs don't happen to people like me.
3 weeks later, Sandlin became one of thousands of federal probationary workers to be fired.
Did your supervisor give you a reason?
They made it clear that I was not being terminated because of anything that I had done.
An HHS official sent Sandlin a letter saying your performance has not been adequate to justify further employment at the agency.
My boss, her boss, and even his boss all said that that was not true.
It was a long night, but the Senate has passed the framework for a $340 billion budget. After Democrats tried and failed to add dozens of amendments, the bill needs to be merged with a House bill for a final version. 10 former prison workers are out on bail after being charged in the beating death of a prison inmate near Utica, New York. The beating recorded on body cam video. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The men are accused of attacking Robert Brooks, some kicking and punching him while he was restrained on a medical exam table at Marcy Correctional Facility last December. Brooks' son, Robert Brooks Jr., spoke after the arraignment.
I will never get my father back. The men have robbed me of that opportunity. Still, indictments are an important step towards accountability.
Three other former corrections officers were charged with manslaughter for failing to stop the attack. They also pleaded not guilty.
The man accused of the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is back in court today for a status hearing. The accused killer has pled not guilty. He's thanked people who've written to him in prison, and he's launched a website soliciting contributions to his defense fund. Here's CBS's Anna Schechter.
I'm really interested to see if the prosecution has something to say about that website, or perhaps complain about it to the judge. I'm curious how the creation of that website goes over with the judge.
A Central Florida man has been arrested. His teenage son is wanted in connection with a high-speed car crash that killed four people near Orlando in 2023. Investigators say the man let his then 15-year-old son borrow the car, even though he didn't have a license or a learner's permit. They say the boy was driving as fast as 83 miles per hour in a residential neighborhood when he T-boned the other vehicle. It's 4 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
New research shows the planet is getting warmer faster.
A massive new study finds climate change is accelerating the melting of the world's mountain glaciers. They're shrinking twice as fast now as they were in the early 2000s. Glaciers in Alaska are melting the fastest, but the smaller glaciers of Central Europe are shrinking fast too, 39% smaller than they were in the year 2000. And scientists worry they could eventually disappear. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Vatican says there's been a slight improvement in Pope Francis's condition, but it's still too soon to say how well he's responding to his treatment for double pneumonia. This morning's update says the Pope had a good night, got up, and had breakfast. New York's Mayor Eric Adams will stay in office, at least for now. He's up for re-election. Governor Kathy Hochul says despite corruption charges against him, she won't remove Adams from office.
My strong belief is that the will of the voters and the supremacy and sanctity of democratic elections preclude me from any other action.
Adams' fellow Democrats say he's been too complicit with the Trump administration's immigration policy. The Justice Department now pushing to drop those corruption charges. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the NCAA's new transgender policy doesn't go far enough. He's amended the state's lawsuit against the organization. Now he's demanding biological gender testing for athletes. Last night's Team Canada win over the U.S. at the Four Nations hockey face-off included a pregame slap shot at President Trump, who has said that he wants to make Canada the 51st state. Canada's national anthem usually contains the line, "All of us command." Not last night. The game on ESPN ended in overtime. In a social media post, Prime Minister Trudeau's message to Trump, "You can't take our country, you can't take our game." When slugger Juan Soto signed with the New York Mets this offseason, he said he wanted to keep wearing his number 22. The Mets' Brett Beatty had to give it up for Soto. And yesterday, Soto said thank you in a big way with a $92,000 SUV at the Mets spring training site in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
My guy.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 35 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 17. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 40s. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 20. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 9 above.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, wrapping up the paperwork on this wreck on eastbound Briley, right at Ellington Parkway. It's trying to build coming through Hermitage right now. All that traffic making its way in from Wilson County on 40 going westbound as it picks up a little bit more volume in the last few minutes. 24 westbound up through Antioch as you come in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bread.
Wake Up Crew continues. I don't know
what was that.
I don't know why I did it that way.
Wake Up Crew.
I had the
Woo,
little
Wake Up Crew
jingle in my mind, I guess.
Wake Up Crew.
It is a Friday morning. It's episode 1599.
You don't mean it.
I do. Yep.
Only one more away from 1600.
That's Monday. We're having a party and cake and all that stuff like we used to do.
Oh, no, we don't ever have cake. What are you talking about? It's just another day. Just another day.
Another day. Oh, okay.
I tried to get crumble cookies one day and not even that.
Are you okay over there?
I'm trying to get adjusted. I'm kind of fired up. I want to leave.
Well, it must be like
Friday. And I'm thinking walking around is going to speed the time up.
No, it's definitely not.
Man, why would I want to leave you and this morning show?
I know. Kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But we are in kind of a celebratory mood because today is Friday.
It's Friday.
It's the end of the week, time to freak. Been working real hard, losing sleep. Collect my pay, time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday.
All right. Friday. Love it.
Friday.
It's been a short week with President's Day and then some snow days and all that good stuff, but still nothing like a Friday. Hope yours is going well. We've been telling you about the city teacher work day is March 13th, so that's a day out for the kiddos. And county parent teacher conferences are the 17th, so no school on that day. Spring break around the corner, March 31st. Getting close to a month away from that as well. So a lot going on this weekend. It'll be a busy weekend, and people will have a little cabin fever. So you'll see people mulling about probably this weekend a little bit.
Mulling?
Mm-hmm. John, our song of the day. Let's do that.
Okay.
I know you've enjoyed it this week.
No, I have not.
I've thoroughly enjoyed.
I know you have.
Our top Russell the Chicken songs. He's got a brand new album out. Russell, of course, if you haven't been around, Russell started here on this show. He was a very integral part of the program. And when he left, he did not leave on very good terms. I'm the only one that he talks to still.
We hate him. No, we don't hate him. We just thought he got too big for his feathers.
He really thinks that you, especially Dalton, don't really care for him that much. But
he served his purpose.
Well, he's now serving the purpose of entertaining millions. And here's
I wouldn't say millions.
Oh yeah, millions, millions. Mm-hmm. And here's one of his cover hits from Boy George. That's Froggy there on the harmonica, by the way.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck, Russell. Have a good life.
He's got about 20 songs. We've only done five, so I'm thinking...
I think that's all I need to cherish it. Cherish the moment.
No more for next week?
I mean, he was a good chicken.
He didn't pass away.
I'm actually talking to him about it. It scares me.
Next week, we're going to do the top breakup songs.
Top breakup songs. Mm-hmm. Could you give me an example of one?
Mm. I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton.
Oh. It's going to be Dolly singing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we just got through Valentine's Day, and a lot of people get dumped after Valentine's Day.
Well, you know,
Day.
Speaking of that, I saw four different versions of that song sung by Dolly Parton, Whitney Houston, some other girl, and Ariana Grande.
Really?
And you know who sang it the best?
Ariana?
Mm-hmm. It was the best. And it's kind of like Whitney, but she just, there's something about it. It's just better. But Whitney was great when she did it.
That's true. That's true. Whitney has another.
The national anthem is the greatest thing Whitney Houston ever did.
Yeah.
I cried during that national anthem when she sang it.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was during the Gulf War, wasn't it?
Maybe so.
Yeah, and so when those jets came across and she sang that high note, I mean, I cried.
That was live at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep. Still around. Let's talk animals for a moment.
Let's talk animals, okay.
Scientists may have just figured out a way to make your dog talk. Maybe. Can you believe that? Chipper talking?
Oh, no telling what he'd say.
Researchers at New York's Rockefeller University claim they've pinpointed the gene responsible for making us talk. So far, it's only found in humans, but when they implanted it into mice, they changed the sounds that they made, the mice did. Especially calling out for their mice buddies. So if they can do it in mice, maybe dogs are next.
So a dog will actually talk to you?
Talking dog.
Well, you'd have to teach it how to have vocabulary.
Probably.
Wouldn't you?
I think I could do
and
that.
And are they smart enough to learn vocabulary?
Probably.
Okay.
I think Ladybug would be a prime candidate, but, you know.
Why?
We already have a means of communicating anyway.
Well, Chipper and I communicate. I go, stay, sit.
Well, that's just you telling him things to do.
Get up.
Bossing him around.
Get up. Get off me. Your breath stinks.
What else? South Carolina is in the news again. Not for monkeys, but alligators.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Some alligators got loose?
Well, I didn't realize this, but alligators go into a type of hibernation.
Yeah.
It's called brumation or something like that. And when they emerge, the ones in South Carolina are completely orange, like they've been dusted in Cheeto cheese dust. And it's because their scales haven't changed colors, but they appear orange after spending the last few months in the mud and all that kind of stuff. So they say it's just a coating of clay or even rust from pipes that make them look like the macaroni and cheese powder color.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. So, in case you're wondering if an alligator or a crocodile, well, I don't even know what that means. I can't even read that off my phone. It doesn't make any sense.
We'll be back with more nonsense that we don't understand.
That sounded like Ladybug talking, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Hey, we've got what we're watching coming up after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Connor McDavid was clutch for Canada.
Set play. McDavid scores! Connor McDavid scores the goal. Team Canada wins for Nations Gold.
You just heard it all on NHL Network Sirius XM. Canada beats USA 3-2 in overtime at the Four Nations Faceoff Championship. McDavid with the game winner. Jordan Bennington, Canada's goalie, had 33 saves in the win. In the NBA, LeBron James dropped 40 points as the Lakers took down the Trailblazers 110-102. De'Aaron Fox had 26 points and 9 rebounds as the Spurs beat the Suns 120-109. Nikola Jokic just shy of a triple-double, 29 points, 17 rebounds, and 9 assists. As the Nuggets beat the Hornets 129-115, Denver has now won 9 in a row, and the Bucks defeated the Clippers at home 116-110.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Jeff's family-friendly restaurant is celebrating 20 years of serving up meals just like Grandma makes, maybe even better.
It is excellent. Very good food. It's kind of like eating at home.
Good food. Good food. Very good. And the service is good. Real nice folks here.
Open every day except Tuesday from 11 to 6 and Sundays from 11 to 5. Jeff's is at 467 South Hancock Street, just off MLK Boulevard. It's well worth the trip.
So good.
Jeff's family-friendly restaurant.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22 the time here on a Friday morning. And this is like, we like to share with you what we're watching, some entertainment news.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Well, you said this off the air yesterday, I think it was, that people are kind of upset about Blue Bloods being canceled. Was very popular, but I think it's better for a show to go out on a high note.
Well, I think the actors were upset too. I think Tom Selleck was not crazy about the idea.
Right.
So,
CBS made an announcement this week that they are going to have a Blue Bloods spinoff. Danny Wahlberg, or Donnie, not Danny, he plays Danny Reagan, or played in Blue Bloods. Apparently, they're going to do this around him, and the new show, an all-new series, is going to be called Boston Blue. And Danny makes a major move from New York to Boston in this new series, and he's going to be paired up with a detective, Lena Peters, who is the oldest daughter of a prominent law enforcement family. So they're going to kind of keep the same theme, because that was about a law enforcement family, Blue Bloods was. And I think Donnie Wahlberg was interested in that because he's from Boston. So was kind of interested in doing that. So we'll see. There was talk of another spinoff kind of looking at, with the Blue Bloods characters, but kind of doing a kind of like NCIS Origins. It was going to be, and I don't think that's gone over quite as well either. But it was going to be kind of be Tom Selleck's character as when he was a cop on the beat, and his dad was the commissioner and that kind of stuff. So,
but they'd have to have all new characters for that, and it doesn't
translate that well, does it? Okay, so we have got some news on renewed and canceled TV shows for the year. Did you ever catch the Jennifer Hudson Show?
Mm-hmm.
It's been renewed.
Oh, okay.
XO Kitty, wherever that is, it's Netflix. The Pitt, it's on Max. It's a medical drama with Noah Wiley. It's going to be back for a second season.
Funny, he's still playing a doctor.
I know. Sure is.
Which I'm going to tell you something related to that just shortly about what I'm watching.
Okay. English Teacher, which is an FX comedy, coming back for season two. Bar Rescue on Paramount, the 10th season.
You ever seen Bar Rescue?
I have.
Well, that's some crazy stuff.
It is. It's pretty entertaining, though.
Yeah.
The 1% Club on Fox has been renewed, along with The White Lotus on HBO. Love is Blind on Netflix has been renewed. The Lincoln Lawyer has been renewed for a fourth season on Netflix as well. A lot of these have been renewed, I guess. St. Denis Medical, I haven't seen that. It's a comedy on NBC. Love Island is back. And
What is Love Island on Netflix?
Peacock. It's Peacock okay. Reality competition returns for its second season. So,
those things get crazy.
You mentioned you watched the SNL 50th live deal.
Right. 15 million people was with me watched that.
That's crazy.
So, it was kind of a good thing to have after the Super Bowl, you know, like a 3-hour thing. A little long, but for the most part, it was pretty good.
You said you had some entertainment news.
Well, you're watching. I'm binge watching ER.
Are you really?
That's like 15 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched season one. I watched all of season one. And then I get a little bored, so I go to the last episode that was ever filmed, which I'd seen before, but I wanted to rehash. Very few of the original members were left at the end of the...
Right.
Noah Wiley was the only one that was still there, but he had left, but he came back for the last 3 or 4 shows.
Okay.
So he was the last one standing there, but saw Clooney and...
Did they bring any of them back for the last one? I can't remember now.
Clooney came back for like 2 or 3 episodes before that, just for one episode.
Okay.
He and the nurse that he married, and who played in The Good Wife.
Oh, yeah.
Margalis or something. Anyway, Julia Margalis. John Stamos, you know, he was on that show. Did you know that on ER the last 2 or 3 years?
I did not know that.
He was on that. And so it had some good ending. It kind of ended pretty well, but basically it's still an ER. And so, but.
I didn't think you liked medical dramas.
Oh, I like them. I was a Grey's Anatomy guy for a long time until they killed off McDreamy. And when he left, I left.
That's one that's maybe gone on too long.
Yeah, when he died, to me, it just cut it off for me, because the main character was still there, but there, all the rest of them that were with her were
gone. I kind of liked Katherine Hagel's character.
Yeah, yeah. She got in trouble.
Yeah.
She got mad or something. So.
Have you ever watched House?
I don't know. He's too sarcastic for me. But yeah, it's good. I know. I heard it's good.
My wife watches it all the time, and just over and over and over again. That and Dr. Phil. I don't know why. It's crazy. 7:28 now.
Hey, we get it. Life's busy. And the last thing you need to worry about is where your trash goes and how much it's going to cost you. With Middle Point Landfill, Rutherford County residents receive free disposal.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We pride ourselves in making your waste one less worry. Take it to the curb, and we'll take it from there.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
You can play cards or you can play any game that you want. They've got a whole room full of games and puzzles.
Have fun at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
They have a library upstairs that is to die for if you're a reader. The whole room is filled with books. It's wonderful.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
We just love it here.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're about to wrap up a Friday. It's the 21st of February.
And happy birthday today to Clint McCullough, Jacob Milwaukee, Nancy Buckley, Pierce Shoemaker, and Sally Snitker. Tomorrow, Jim Stewart, Jeff Letzler, Aunt Randy Harris, Dave Coggin, and Joey Monteleone have birthdays.
Those are the birthdays we have so far. And we came into the morning with those. If you've called or texted in this morning or sent an email, we've got all those, and we'll announce them coming up here in about a half an hour. If you haven't, this is the time. Call or text in birthdays and anniversaries. Deadline on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club here this morning.
When Murfreesboro firefighters knock, they're helping our city by conducting the census. If you haven't filled out the census form, do it today. Return the mailer you received or go online to MurfreesboroCensus.com. More people counted means more funding for roads, schools, and safety services.
All right, traffic and weather together right now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 35 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 17. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 40s. And then Saturday night, mainly clear with lows falling back to 20. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 9 above.
Good morning. Still working with a couple of accidents out here. It's starting to pick up again here in the last few minutes. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. I-40 out in Dixon County has started to build there. Eastbound passing Highway 46 headed on over towards Kingston Springs. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, you need independent roofing specialists. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is investigating a series of auto burglaries that occurred on Oak Knoll Court in the early hours of February 15th, 2025. Two unidentified suspects accessed unlocked vehicles, stealing items linked to other crimes. Authorities urge residents to review security footage for individuals carrying backpacks between midnight and 6 a.m. A surveillance video from Alberto Drive at 5 a.m. captured suspects in the area. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Jesse Gammel at 615-904-3051 or email ggammel@rcsotn.org. Meanwhile, a Murfreesboro couple faces 20 child-related sex charges in a five-day trial beginning July 28, 2025. 33-year-old Benjamin Garlick, a traveling evangelist, is charged with aggravated rape of a child, sexual battery, and soliciting sexual exploitation of a minor. His wife, 31-year-old Chanel Garlick, faces facilitation of aggravated rape and aggravated child abuse under Haley's Law. Garlick, known for preaching across multiple states, was arrested in March of 2024. Authorities urge potential victims to come forward, particularly within the Hispanic community. A status hearing is set for July 24th, 2025, while Chantal Garlick remains free on bond. Benjamin Garlick remains in custody at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. That's all for now. If you're looking for more local news in a quick and digestible format, but want more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. And that's available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage him to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee.
This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for two decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
That's right.
And we're going to do a little trivia this morning. This is just like kind of general candy trivia.
Candy trivia.
Yep, candy trivia. Here's our first question.
Is it going to increase my blood sugar by doing this?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe so. Which candy gets a VIP invite to Valentine's Day, whispering sweet nothings with every tiny message? Is it Halloween pumpkins, chocolate bars, candy hearts, or red roses?
That would be candy hearts.
Candy hearts, that is correct. Which candy?
Did they, you know, they quit making those for a while, didn't they?
I think so. Which candy went from a movie cameo to a full-blown sweet sensation, making us all chant, "I want candy"? Was it Reese's, Skittles, Wonka, or Batman?
I'm at a loss.
Skittles, maybe?
I could guess.
Well, that's not right. Wonka.
Mm.
Inspired by Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I want candy.
Didn't think about that one. Which chocolate bar sweetened up the American dream and became the unofficial snack of the entire generation? Twizzlers, Hershey bars, Snickers, or broccoli?
What are you thinking?
I would think that, I mean, Hershey bar sounds...
That's what I'm thinking.
Just kind of simple...
Let's do it. Put it down.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Introduced in 1900 by Milton Hershey. Which company unleashed the original gummy bears that turned snacking into a bear hug fest? Was it Trolley, Ford, Nestle, or Haribo?
I'm going to say Haribo.
I think so. That's what I was thinking. Let's see. That is correct.
The original gummy bear, yeah.
1922.
And they have a different texture than the rest of them, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Which sugary delight is so light and fluffy, it might just give you a sticky face hug? Is it gummy bears, cotton candy, marshmallows, or broccoli?
Gives you a what kind of hug?
Sticky face hug. Light and fluffy. I'm thinking cotton candy.
Yeah.
And that is correct. Which legendary candy bar packs a crunch combo of caramel, chocolate, nougat, and peanuts like a snack-sized superhero team? Is it Twix, Baby Ruth, Snickers, or spaghetti? I don't know why they keep throwing spaghetti and broccoli in.
Snickers has caramel, it has nougat, it has nuts.
And chocolate.
Yeah. So go with Snickers.
What is inside a Baby Ruth?
Same thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So maybe it's Baby Ruth.
Well, let's see which one it is. It is actually Baby Ruth.
Mm.
Hmm. Which whimsical treat dares you to suck sweet juice straight from its tiny waxy bottle? Is it Sour Patch Kids, Wax Lips, Nick L. Nips, or Bottle Caps?
Bottle Caps.
Bottle Caps. That's interesting. Do you ever like Bottle Caps?
Nope. I didn't. Hated them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've eaten a few. I mean, I've sucked on a few.
Sure.
Yeah, but no.
Which bite-sized peanut butter treat stole the show in a blockbuster hit and became the ultimate movie night munchie? Is it M&M's, Snickers, Reese's Pieces, or Butterfingers?
Ooh.
Bite-sized peanut butter treats.
So bite-sized would mean it would be more like peanut butter.
Well, like I'm like Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
Let's see. That is correct.
It's a matter of deduction.
Yeah.
Reasoning.
Introduced in 1978, they gained widespread recognition after being prominently featured in the movie in 1982.
E.T.
Yeah. Finish the riddle of this nutty treat. Almond what? Hint, it brings pure happiness.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. That is correct. And one more. Which pocket-sized mint has our tasty sidekick in the battle against bad breath since the days of dial-up? Is it Mentos, Altoids, Tic Tacs, or Sour Patch Kids? I'm thinking Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the correct answer, and that's candy trivia.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it. This is Mayor Shane McFarland, and participating in a special census helps ensure we get the funding we deserve for essential services like road paving, sidewalks, and parks. It's easy. Just visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. Remember, every person counts.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure Murfreesboro gets its true share. Complete the special census today.
Got a hankering for a meal that feels just like food Grandma made? For 20 years, Jeff's family-friendly restaurant has been dishing out homemade favorites.
I had the pork chop, and it was very, very good.
Oh, this is great food. Well-pleased with well-cooked, give you an ample amount.
Jeff's is open 11 to 6 daily, except Tuesdays and 11 to 5 Sundays. Located at 467 South Hancock Street, just off MLK Boulevard. Once you try it, you'll be back for more.
I think it's the best food in town.
Jeff's family-friendly restaurant on Hancock Street.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap things up for a Friday morning. Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. If you want to listen back, we'll have the podcast up probably in about 15 minutes or so. Maybe a little longer. Just depends. But Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. They're your trusted energy advisor, and MTE is always here to help. You can find out more about our great Middle Tennessee Electric at MTE.com, or better yet, that MyMTE app. Free in the iOS and Android app stores. Today's good neighbor, Leanne Bates, the good neighbor for being the sweetest person you'll ever meet, always greeting you with a smile and positive thoughts. Leanne Bates today is the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. Now, we do the good neighbor each weekday morning, so you can send in a good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. And you'll get a reply. Just tap on that link you get back, fill out the info, click submit, done and done. It takes you about 2 minutes, if that. You can also get to that at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, how do you talk to a giant?
I don't know how.
Use big words.
Replay.
Only one thumbs down this week. It's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You like orange cream soda?
No.
I don't know.
What prompted that?
I needed to throw my can away.
Oh.
I was going to talk about it this morning, and I forgot.
Oh. Did you like it?
It's okay.
Hmm.
I like the Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar Blackberry better.
Hmm. Okay.
I didn't think I would like that one.
I don't know. Everything goes good with Dr. Pepper for some reason.
It does.
I don't know why it is.
And the orange cream is not bad. I like orange.
Oh yeah.
Things
so
anyway.
So you thought it would be orangey. Yeah.
And it is, but it's the cream part that I don't like.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway.
But you like those creamsicles, don't you? Those orange creamsicles things.
Not really.
Popsicles. Oh.
No.
Okay.
Not really big on that.
So you don't like an orange push up?
Not really.
Oh wow. Okay.
I'll eat them every now and then, but
I like the tartness. Then you don't like necessarily.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little dull. Push ups are a little dull.
Well, what have we learned on the show today? We talked about a lot of stuff.
Did. All the shows that are being renewed, you talked about that today.
Blue Bloods is getting a spinoff with Danny.
We had Candy Trivia, which we did pretty good, really. I didn't think we'd do very well on that, but we did. We had to have deductive reasoning.
Yeah.
Kind of eliminate some answers.
I figured out our little trivia place that we're getting it. You get four answers, but one of them is always just crazy, like broccoli for candies. It's like
so that eliminates one right there.
Yeah, so you got a 33% chance.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know.
We nailed it. I think we missed one.
Yeah.
So, and we talked about the big weekend we're going to have. There's a lot of sports going on. Basketball's alive and kicking. So, there you go. That's all I got, man.
Pretty big weekend ahead. And next week, we do it all over again. Rack and repeat with region tournament stuff after we get finished with all the district. And keep on a rolling. Got some road trips ahead. Not this next week, but the following.
You do? Or where are you and Bill going? I'm going to stay here and cover the local games.
Well, they'll be not here.
That's what I'm saying.
There are no local games to cover.
Let me put it this way. I won't be there. How's that?
It's not a far trip over up to Lebanon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll make one, maybe make one trip, something like that.
It's only four nights in a row.
You and Bill can go. You're doing great. You've got a great team. A young whippersnapper.
Well, more hoops tonight. I guess that's where
Nash came to his school, you know.
I did. I saw that. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Our song of the day, our final salute to Russell the Chicken. His new album is out. And here's a cover of the Boy George famous song.